Hey Victors, it's August 7th and I am so blessed to connect with you all once again. Today is a special day for me. However, it is a bit of an emotional day for me. My dad passed away 3 years ago today. And to God be the glory, I have been forced to grow up since my dad passed away. There are so many things that I was able to count on him for that I can't reach out to him in a natural for anymore. And so I was forced to grow up. I had to accept some things, make some changes in my life, you know, just do what God was calling me to do at that time. And here we are today. So I am not going to make this a sad day, and my condolences to you. If any of you are dealing with the death of a loved one, I just want you to know that you are in my thoughts and my prayers. I want you to know that God is a mighty comforter. And if you call on him and you trust him, I promise you he'll show you great and mighty things. So we were unexpectedly off for the month of July. I had a few family members battle and beat COVID-19 because of the faithfulness of God. So whoop whoop for that. We give him praise. That's what I'm talking about. One for God's team. God tells us in his word that healing is our bread, and you can hold him to his word. Unlike us, God is faithful. I also had a broken phone for a few weeks, go figure, as well as my vehicle broke down and ended up in the shop for about 3 weeks. But guess what? I'm still going to give God praise because he's faithful. My family members, they won their battle with COVID. I got a replacement phone, so I am back on the air. I got my car out of the shop. And I actually weighed in. I finally reached my weight loss goal of 100 pounds lost. So I am actually 109 pounds down from my heaviest. Whoop, 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 whoop. And for that, I give God praise. So as you see, there are things that we could definitely stop and be saddened about. But then if you just stop and give it a moment and think of the faithfulness of God, there's always something to give him praise for. So let's open up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for being our good Father. Father, we thank you for being our faithful Father and friend. Father, we thank you that you are our friend, our Father. You are the one who sticks closer than a brother, oh God. And Father, we thank you. Father, we ask you to permeate us and infiltrate our lives, oh God, with your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you to take over, oh God. Father, we ask you to show us exactly how faithful you are, oh God. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. All right, so I really felt the Holy Spirit putting it on my heart to speak of the faithfulness of fathers, or the faithfulness of our Father God. And what an ideal day for me to speak about it, because it, marks 3 years since my dad passed. So I have a question for you. Is God your father? Is he? If so, you can count on his faithfulness. If he is your father, you can count on his faithfulness. And when I ask you, is God your father? I'm also asking, do you look like him? Do you walk like him? Do you talk like him? Do you spend time with him? Do you have a relationship with him? Are you in tune with what he's doing in this season and what he's asking you to do in this season? Have you taken time to identify your purpose in him and why he has created you? So, is God truly your father? Do you look like him? When you walk into Walmart to buy your groceries or whatever, pay your bill, do the people around you say that they could sense something about you? Or do you appear to be angry, bitter, upset, frustrated, anxious? You know, do you look like God? Or do you look like the rest of the world? Do you look like any other angry person that's in the grocery store? So it's something I want you to think about. And I pulled up a few scriptures on faithfulness, the faithfulness of God. And the first one I pulled up was Deuteronomy. Grab your Bible. You know, this is a little old-fashioned Bible study. Get your Bible out. Come on now. It's Coach Nene, your spiritual homegirl. Get your Bible out. So, and let's do this together, okay? So, Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. I'll read that one again. Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. All right. The faithfulness of God in protecting us. Come on, you all know, we all know we need a little extra protection right now. Whether it is from COVID-19 or if it's from evil people in our circle of influence, people who you don't get to control, who come in your space and, you know, who you spend time with or who you have to be around. Now it's a little bit better because of quarantine. So we're a little bit more in control of who we spend time with. However, it's always great to know that you are protected. Hear this one. 2 Thessalonians 3, chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Pray, too, that we will be rescued from the wicked and evil people. For not everyone is a believer, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. We could turn that one into a word of prayer right now. Father, I thank you for protecting us from the evil one, guarding us and protecting us from the evil one. I thank you for strengthening us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise for it. That's a good one. All right. Psalms 8 and 9. All heaven will praise your great wonders. Lord, myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. God is the example, guys. All heaven will praise your great wonders. Lord, myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. And then the last one, Proverbs 17 and 17. When I read this one, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a good one and an on-time word. Proverbs 17 and 17. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. I'll read it again. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. So thank God for loyal friends. Thank God for our brothers and sisters in Christ, our biological brothers and sisters. We thank God for them and we give them praise. If ever the day of need arise, there's the scripture. Prayerfully, they'll be there for you, because that's what the word of God says that they were born for. They were born to help in a time of need. But then I definitely want to take a special place and give thanks for friendship. That one is really, really, really big to me, because for many, many years, I battled with friendships. And so I just really want to thank God for the loyal friends who have been in my life. And I give him the glory for it. So, is God your father? If so, you can count on his faithfulness to you. Glory. Guys, please forgive me. That was Psalms 89 and 5. All heaven will praise your great wonders. Lord, myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. Psalms 89 and 5. God is our faithful Father. And today, 3 years after my dad's passing, I say thank you again to my Heavenly Father. Just like I did as I sat next to my dad's corpse in 2017. I sat there and I cried and I cried. I thought to myself, what now? What next? And how will I ever be able to complete my life's assignment without my dad? Although I knew he was ill, I wasn't ready to let him go. I mean, come on. I don't think anyone could ever be prepared for that. But God is faithful. God took care of me in every way imaginable. If we are honest with others and ourselves, many of us have failed in the place of faithfulness. Many of us aren't faithful to God, our relationships, our jobs, our projects and hobbies, our parenting, and so much more. According to Webster's Dictionary, the definition of faithfulness is loyal, constant, staunch, steadfast. Resolute means firm in adherence to whatever one owes allegiance. Faithful implies unswerving adherence to a person or thing, or to the oath or promise by which a tie was contracted. So, I pray that you heard that with your spiritual ears. I'll interpret. God isn't leaving his children, okay? We can't be separated from his love. It's not gonna happen. He's a forgiving and a loving God, unlike many of us. And he's faithful in that, meaning you sin, he forgives. His grace and mercies are new every single morning. So if he woke you up again, he's giving you another chance to get it right. The only unpardonable sin is blasphemies against the Holy Spirit. The passing of my father didn't mean that God didn't love me. It simply meant that I was entering a new season in my life. A lot of us have that in common today. All of us. The nation has entered a new season. A season of quarantine, social distancing, students learning from home, face masks before you walk out of your front door, office meetings from the bed in your pajamas, and so much more. However, I do feel that God wants to be faithful to his children during this season. He doesn't want us to run around stressed out and worried like the rest of the world. Remember, we can't look like just anybody. We have to look like his children. We have to look like we are confident in his protecting us. If you're not confident, raise your faith. Pray, God, help my faith. Father, help my faith. He doesn't want us to blend in with the rest of the world. He wants us to stand out for being strong and for believing in him and believing that he will do exactly what his word says he'll do. He wants us to be still and know that he is God. He is your provider and protector. He will fight off the evil one and strengthen you. Be encouraged. On today, August 7th, 2020, I am certain of the faithfulness of God. The last 3 years for me have been an absolute faith walk. The last 3 years have been full of upsets, disappointments, quarrels, and even weariness. However, it has been filled with God's faithfulness to show up every single time I needed him. So in this new fresh month of August, I'm reminded that God is our faithful Father. God is our faithful Father. All right, Victors, I want you to remember that God is your faithful Father and friend. I want you to be encouraged today and always. Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each person listening to this podcast. I thank you for their life, oh God, and their destiny and their purpose. Father, I thank you that if they haven't known you as faithful Father before, oh God, they'll begin to know you as faithful Father today, oh God. Father, we give you glory and we give you praise for being our faithful Father. Father, we ask you to let your kingdom come and your will be done in each and every one of our lives. All right, Victors, if you're looking to connect, victims turn victorious@gmail.com. If you are looking to connect, I would love to hear from you. Be encouraged, go in peace, and please know that God loves you so, 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 so very much. Be blessed.